My name is Dino Morelli, and I've been a resident now for 3 years.
Yes, sir.
And I've finally made it here. Thank you for your patience.
Welcome, then. First year.
Yes, without permitting, I'm here. I'm here to discuss an ongoing and growing problem with the commuter parking lot next to my house. I live directly across the street here. My house butts up to the commuter parking lot. Coincidentally, on the way to the meeting, I kicked somebody else off defecating on my property. I had to write a small list so I get everything out without grossing too many people out.
Please do.
There we go.
Not gross us out.
The problem we're having right now with the large buses that are idling too long. My wife and I and the children wake up in the morning from outside and smell diesel fuel. We've already yelled at one of the bus drivers for urinating on my property. People are getting off the buses using my yard as a toilet. A Boy Scout troop urinating in my woods, bikers urinating in my driveway. My 13-year-old and 15-year-old daughter pointed out a man defecating about 30 yards from my swimming pool. My wife's kids and myself see at least 4 to 6 people using our yard as a toilet each and every weekend when we're off. I have no idea how many people are doing this when I'm not home. I'm subjected to putting on rubber gloves and walking around picking up human feces and toilet paper hanging off my trees. Let's see what else I got here for you. How many are you using? I'm picking up 1 to 2 trash bags a week, and I am paying to dump it because they're just throwing it into the parking lot and cars run it over. So I'm cleaning up the parking lot and bringing it to the dump and dumping it myself. I actually purchased a trailer and moved the garbage. That's how much garbage I'm moving. The lot is a skateboard park at night, sometimes till 2 in the morning. With the kids doing stunts, flipping their boards, it sounds like someone's using a hammer just outside my window. We have to sleep with our windows closed because we can't get to sleep at night. We've called the police, we've called the towns, we've done everything, and we're not getting any results. The police were called a few times about the skateboarders, loud play and music, but they keep coming. I have called and complained to the police about the people going to the bathroom on my property. They asked me to take the picture or whatever I can do, but by the time the police get there, they're already gone. And they see me coming with the camera and they're gone. I am becoming more frustrated, especially when now my 14-year-old daughter is saying there's a large hairy man with his pants down by the bottom of the driveway. My ex-wife even told me she saw someone peeing in my yard when she came to pick up my children. One day, 4 men walked from the parking lot across my driveway into the woods only 50 yards from my pool while I was having a family barbecue. Yelled at us when we told them to leave while they were exposing themselves. I asked if I could, one person actually went as far as knocking on my door and asked if they can use my bathroom. I desperately need help with this problem. When I call out to some of these people, they yell back profanities to me and my wife. The confrontation is inevitable. It's almost come to blows a few times. Threats have been exchanged. The most disgusting thing in the world is to walk around your own property and step in human crap. Because we utilize every inch of our property, we are subjected to clean up after these pigs. Human crap, toilet paper, garbage, car parts, etc. We are told a fence would be put up to separate our property from the commuter lot when it was built. That was from the engineering department who built it first. And then before that, last year when I came to the town, I believe it was the gentleman who was here before you, was looking into helping us with a fence to put back up. The fence is all we ask, is if it's hopefully enough to deter these animals. I put up no trespassing signs. It's gone as far as putting up wire and string, and all they do is cut it. It knocked down all my no trespassing signs, and it's got and even hung their underwear for one of the signs, stained underwear. The light-up parking lot is a beacon for people to put over to use my lawn as a toilet. We're asking for anyone's help. We're actually considering selling, and we don't want to because we love it here. We use all the local shops, love the stores in the neighborhood, and we're asking for assistance. It's getting worse day by day. In my yard, you can drive up my driveway and smell urine. Yeah, I apologize if I offended anybody with
Hold on. I think it's the apology should come from the other direction. First of all, we don't own that lot, but we do have a contract with them to provide lighting, and we maintain the area.
Normally we have a building maintenance man come around and pick up the garbage. I apologize for this week. We've lost an employee. We've lost two employees from that department. And right now we're in the process of hiring an individual. They will make regular rounds there and pick up the garbage, number one. Number two, there is a bus that parks there every night and parks there on the weekends. I've called short line twice politely. Tomorrow they'll get a less than polite call. All right? And I've written a letter to the Department of Transportation asking them to put up some limiting signs, various signs in the area. I know signs are signs, but that's a start. And then I'm going to also ask permission to tow people that park there illegally. That was the chair, not me. We will very seriously look into erecting a fence. Very seriously. Capital letters.
Thank you very much.
And lastly, what I will do is I will walk over to the state police barracks tomorrow. We'll have a meeting. We'll see exactly what we can do. Now, just because I'm going to go over, they're not going to probably do much more than when you went to see them. Mm-hmm. But at least I can turn the thermostat down during winter.
They are parking there by the bridge, looking at the parking lot, but the only thing is, I think they're trying to get the people at exit 113 who aren't stopping. I see a lot more of police trooper presence there. Mm-hmm. It's a few times a week they're there.
Yeah, putting a gun on the people coming down the hill.
Yeah, so.
Go ahead.
Question here. Is your driveway attached to the entrance of that?
No, it's about 15 feet away.
Yeah.
Parallels, it's pretty tight though, right? It's a small piece of grass. And it's not private enough for them to go to the bathroom there, especially the women, because it's mostly women that are doing it, more than men. They need their privacy, so they hop right over my driveway, and they lean against my trees, and they're the ones that need the toilet paper mostly when they go, so that's why I pass them all the time, mostly the women.
This is the first time I ever heard of it. You said you spoke to the towns before, but this is the first time.
Yeah, I came here last year.
Plus, you came here this winter, and
yes.
You were on the, remember, you were on the agenda.
But remember such specifics.
No, I thought things
were the man that was reported actually took a ride with me to my house, and he caught somebody going to the bathroom in my yard, and he pulled in my driveway and yelled at him. And that's when he got right on the phone in my driveway and called, inquired about a fence. He'll do what he can for me because he got disgusted by it.
Okay.
If I could answer your question, that's why the town has to be very careful when we start buying parks or establishing town parks all over the place, because they can become a drug haven, vandalism, etc. I do believe we need one on this side of the mountain, but I don't want to see too many parks because eventually we're going to have to maintain them, police them, etc.
Absolutely.
You have to look 20 years down the road. You can't look today.
I want to build them a beautified place, but they have to think of the consequences that follow. If they're going to do something like that, they have to be the police. You can't, like you were saying, you can't even put in garbage cans. It sounds like a great idea, but then it's going to be, everyone's going to throw in garbage cans.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never get it cleaned. You can't put toilets there unless you have to maintain them.
Sad part, it's less than a quarter of a mile. So. State trooper.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the bathroom.
Don't laugh. It's not a bad idea.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Morelli. There's nothing at all funny about this. Nothing at all. It's tragic. And we'll keep in touch. All right. Thank you for coming. It's not an easy thing to come to an open forum and talk about things like that. Sir.
Dan White, Wordsworth here. I want to thank Mr. Morelli for cleaning that up. It occurred to me to come as I was coming here today that, gee, that's cleaned up. I noticed the Excelsior Bus Company taking three buses out of there last week on the way to camp or wherever they were going.
I noticed it today, too.
And there was garbage all over that place. They got out of the bus, spread shit all over, got back on the bus and left.
Well, you have to qualify that. You have to spread garbage.
Garbage and papers, bags, and other crap. But And it occurred to me that possibly you could contact the Excelsior Bus Company and hold them accountable. Perhaps some litigation on their direction might make some sense of responsibility out of their behavior. They're getting paid for transporting these people. And they have a, I'm sure they have a bathroom on that bus. I can't believe they don't.
Ms. Morelli, there is a sex offender website. And I suggest you pull it up. There are three listed on the website. They have pictures. They have license plate numbers, type of cars they are, just in case this is not just your little defecator, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you should get those pictures and warn your family.
We actually, well, to get a quick response now, I don't even call the police to say there's someone urinating in my lawn. I say someone's exposing themselves to my children. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Exactly what they're doing.
Okay. Thanks, Judy. Okay. Thanks again, Mr. Morelli. Thanks, Dana, for the information. There were three buses there today. I thought about swinging in and saying something to them.
Were they Excelsior?
No, they were...
I think they're coming out of New City or other.
They had white sides. I don't think there was any writing on the sides of them. But they were charter buses.
Yeah, these were charters out of New Square or something.
Okay. All right.
Mr. Morelli, do you find it's mostly the buses that do that or private cars?
No, the buses, like you, the gentleman in front of me was just saying, the buses mainly are responsible for dumping garbage. I see people just coming out and just eating something, throwing a wrapper. But it's just the people traveling back and forth, just getting out. Even though the night, I'll see flashlights going through my woods. As soon as I get out of the parking lot.
What we have is we have a lit area next to a major highway that doesn't have one public rest stop on
it.
I mean, it's like you were saying before that you, when you try and do something, you really have to think all the long-term ramifications.
I'll give a little call to Karen tomorrow and see if we can crank up something there.
Is there any chance the state could put a rest area there?
Yes. I've already sent one letter to DOT. I'll call them tomorrow and see if we can expand on that. Besides the signage. Uh,